goodness, we are rolling into yet another weekend. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you're having a good one. And just trust me on this one. If it's a little bit bad, you're having an off week, you're almost at the finish line. Oh, we got another nail to score for you. That should cheer you up. In our third hour, your chance to win incredible prizes from America Tonight, including a cell phone, movie tickets, and lots of gift certificates to restaurants across the country. All you have to do is, like I said, nail the score. Here's how it works. You don't have to know a darn thing about football. You could hate sports, but it's like picking lottery numbers. So our computer at the powerful and plush mothership of the Genesis Communications Network will be rolled out. Right now, the guys, there's like three of them still at the studio that are working on the computer because I think there's a little malfunction earlier in the day. They're going to roll it out. That computer will randomly pick the game of the week in the NFL. Once we announce that, light up those phone lines or shoot me an email at americatonight.net. Tell us what team you think is going to win and what you think the final score will be. Some have come close, but it's like shooting for an ace in golf. If you don't nail it, you don't get the hole in one. So you have to nail the score. There's no such thing as, ooh, I missed it by 3 points. Well, doesn't give you the bragging rights. So I'm rooting for all of you out there listening to try and nail the score. I don't think they nailed it this time, other than they're going for the record on words. The health bill coming out of the, I can barely get it out of my mouth. I was so shocked. It was like War and Peace. The health bill now is up to 1,990 pages. Yeah, the House health bill clocking in at 400,000 words. Can you believe it? Robust would be the best way to describe this thing. Unbelievable. You will find death and you will find taxes in the bill. Frantically, I've been going through some of the passages. Of course, I would have to not do this show for a couple of months to be able to read every single thing. Here is the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, on this bill.
Today, we are about to deliver on the promise of making affordable, quality health care available for all Americans, laying the foundation for a brighter future for generations to come. The Affordable Health Care for America Act is founded on key principles of American success: opportunity, choice, competition, and innovation. We have listened to the American people. We are putting forth a bill that reflects our best values and addresses our greatest challenges. And we are putting it online for all Americans to see. Here's what our health insurance reform legislation will mean to American families, workers, and the economy. Thank you, insurance companies of America. This is why this legislation is important. Affordability for our middle class. It lowers cost for every patient, reins in premiums, co-pays, and deductibles, limits out-of-pocket costs, and lifts the cap on what insurance companies cover each year. Affordability for the middle class, security for our seniors by strengthening Medicare, secures the financial stability and solvency of Medicare for years to come, provides seniors with better benefits and guaranteed access to their doctors. And in this legislation, we will immediately begin to close the donut hole.
All right, so just for fun, we'll tell you this. If you printed out this bill, because as Madam Speaker of the House said, you can go online and look at it. If you printed out the bill, it weighs more than 19 pounds. If you stacked it all up, it's 9 inches tall. I love what North Carolina Republican Congressman Patrick McHenry said. He said, he's just a few inches over 5 feet tall, and he's not shy about talking about his height, his lack of height. And he says the bill could really be pretty much a booster seat. Here's the thing. There is no truth to the rumor, and I want to make sure that I nail this for all of you. My inside sources told me this. There's no truth to the rumor that we, the taxpayers, are paying for all of our congressmen and congresswomen to go through the Evelyn Woods speed reading course so that they can read the entire bill. Wow. Now, what's in the bill isn't too different, really, from the three other bills that were in committees during the summer. Of course, less pages. It was only like 1,000 pages or a little shy of that. So this is almost 2,000 pages. There are some things that that are definitely very similar to what we've heard before, and that includes the fact that you still have the employer mandate and, again, the fining of people who wouldn't be part of mandatory health insurance. You really have no opt-out, if you will, there. You have to have insurance coverage. And there's a couple of other things that we're going to talk about, and including that whole, remember the furor over the death panel thing? Well, that's still in there. The references are certainly still there. This is the deal. It would be 10 years, supposedly, the cost, $894 billion. So if you look at that and what I've read, it would come out to about $2.24 million a word. Wow. That's all I can say. Wow. I don't truly believe that anyone's going to be able to go through that entire bill. So more on what's happening with health care reform, both with the Senate, what's going on there, and, of course, with the House, and the push is on big time. Also coming up on the show, we're going to talk about Michael Jackson for a different twist. New movie that's out called This Is It. Our own Matt Johnson went to see it on opening day. It raked in over $20 million worldwide. So, obviously, and this isn't surprising, there's a big interest in what happened with the rehearsals and all this footage that was shot, 100 hours of footage that had to be pared down for this movie. You know, and what would you see if you actually take the time and go and check out Jackson's flick? And apparently a lot of movie theaters were jammed. I mean, obviously, if you look at the amount that was raked in. So we'll also give you the skinny on Michael Jackson, and This Is It. Just 2 weeks in the theater. So if you do want to see it, you have the 2 weeks. I mean, you can push aside all the horrendous things about Michael Jackson, the pedophilia allegations, the trial, and sordid nutbally things with him. And if you just look at it from the musical perspective, it is interesting, I think. And it, certainly the decades that his music spanned, it touched a lot of people, obviously, in a lot of different age ranges, starting from, you know, if you go back, people in their 20s, 30s, 40s, I think, certainly, and probably into their 50s as well. Also, part of this show, I just found out, you know, we always do birthdays on the show, and I didn't realize this until I read it somewhere today. The internet is actually turning 40, and were you invited to the birthday party? Well, didn't Al Gore invent the internet? The Gores didn't invite me. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about the different twist on what you should do if you think your house is haunted. Mm-hmm. That's happening next on America Tonight.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1 week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Way, of course you have, but what about it when you're kind of using it for ghost busting? Dr. Anna Marie Prezio joins us now here on ATN to talk about that very thing. I guarantee people driving around the country right now have just turned up their radios out of curiosity, if nothing else. I think it's absolutely fascinating. Hey, Doc, thanks for coming on with us.
Hey, thank you for having me on the show.
All right, first of all, explain what you do, because I'm sure that's very confusing to people.
Okay. I'm a feng shui consultant, and my expertise has taken me to write a book about ghost busting using feng shui principles. And I discovered that through all my audits with clients that feng shui works really, really well to not just eliminate ghosts and spirits, but to keep them at bay. Using the principles of feng shui, that teaches us the flow of life energy, which is qi, also called qi, it's possible to bring up the vibration and harmonics of the house so that you can live in serenity. And ghosts don't want to come to a place where it's serene and calm and peaceful and very yang. So I use the principles of yin and yang.
Oh, that makes complete sense to me. Have you had people then, because obviously you're good at this, have you had people specifically come to you and say, listen, we have this problem, we think there's something in the house, we think there's some kind of spirit or whatever. Have obviously you're telling people how to set up the house to avoid that, but have you had people come to you when they've
yes.
had this problem?
Yes. Usually they whisper it in my ear at a party.
I love it.
Yeah, they'll usually, you know, they don't want to come out with it because they don't want people to think they're crazy that they've seen ghosts. But they usually say, you know, could you come over and check it out? You know, I'm having a lot of disturbances, haven't been able to sleep for a long time. The shutters are banging, the doors are banging. I just can't sleep, and there's something there. And my roommate tells me that they can see the ghost, but they like the ghost, so they don't want the ghost to leave. So can you come over and just check it out for me? And that's what I usually get. I usually get a very subtle hint that something is wrong.
Wow. And okay, and the book's name, your book is called Confessions of a Feng Shui Ghostbuster. Tell us some things that people listening, if somebody feels like some of this is going on in their house, what are some things that you can do?
Well, it depends on what's going on. Usually it's on an individual style, but I have, in my book, Confessions of a Feng Shui Ghostbuster, I have 10 rules to a serene and ghost-free environment. And this is really an easy and quick way for people to scan through and see what they can do, what's wrong, do they live near a cemetery, was their house built on consecrated ground. You know, it's the movie Poltergeist is not far from the truth. And so what I do is I go in and assess the home, and if it's too much for them to do themselves, they'll call an expert in like me. And I usually have them do that when there is something that is in excess. For instance, if it's not a slight disturbance and it's not them seeing their mom or grandmom or someone who they like in the family, then they call an expert like myself. And if it is a poltergeist or a very severe entity, they should call an expert because they can move objects. They can disturb them. They can even hurt them in some ways. So usually I say, you know, if that's going on in your house, call an expert. And what you need is someone who understands not just dowsing and clearing, but feng shui, because the orientation of the house and the elements within the house have a great deal to do with whether an entity can exist there or not. It's a very energetic, scientific, proven remedy that most of the people like myself use. And, you know, if I find out that the house is too yin, for instance, then I try to yang it up. And what I mean by that is I try to bring a lot of light in. I try to make it airy and bright. And entities don't like to live in a place that's that yanged up. And they like to live in very yin, dark, damp, dank spaces. And so clutter is one of the things that attracts negative chi. It just accepts negative energy. And so one of the things they can do is they can get rid of all the clutter and they can clear all their passageway from interruption, from intrusion, from sharp objects, negative objects, negative pictures, just a lot of magazines piled up in the doorway along the pathway of the house. Those are some of the things they can do. They can eliminate that, bring in more light, cut the trees down and bushes down around the windows, let the light come in, and air it out. And maintaining the house from inside and out is another way that they can clear the spaces that they're living in. And also, you know, there is a great deal of a reflection of all of those negative entities if they're living near a funeral parlor or a cemetery or a grave site. Those kinds of places attract spirits. So if you're in close proximity to those areas, you're going to attract some negative environments.
Ooh, I'm sure realtors listening right now are thinking, that's why I can't sell that house that's right next to the cemetery. It's funny that you say that because I was at one time looking at a house and it wasn't like a stone's throw away from a cemetery and I felt like I shouldn't go there.
Yeah, you know what? Sometimes they parcel out land around the perimeter of the cemetery and this may have happened years ago and you don't know that, so your house may be built on a gravesite or consecrated ground, and they never bothered to move, you know, the remains. And so these things happen all the time. So the best thing to do is to just not live right near there. Because, you know, earthbound spirits are earthbound spirits.
Right. What's the deal with pendulums? What do pendulums do if you have those in your house?
Well, a pendulum is used to clear, to erase, to eradicate. But you have to know how to use a pendulum in order for you to be clearing the spaces in the house and clearing the energies in the house. And the same thing with dowsing. Dowsing is a method used by people to come in and clear any negative influences or energies in your environment. But most of all, it's what I do is I make sure that all the elements are correct in the house and they're balanced and harmonized. Because, you know, if you walked into a house that was made out of metal you wouldn't be able to even think. You know, it's just too much of the same element, and it's not balanced. And so it makes sense that you would want a very harmonic, balanced environment around you. And this way, you can gain and gather more of what you want. You'll have more clarity in thinking. You'll be healthier. You'll be able to attract better relationships. And financially, you'll do better. And why not in these times?
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Wow, fascinating stuff. So now I'm going to go through and see if I have clutter anywhere because you have me nervous about that. I don't like clutter either, so I'm going to make sure. I'm going to look around and make sure there's no clutter. Sometimes my sports magazines pile up. I'm going to make sure that I cut those down. It was great having you on the show. Will you come back again?
I would love to. I would love to. If anybody wants to buy my book, they can get it on my site at Prezio.com. P-R-E-Z-I-O.
Okay. Prezio. That's a nice Italian name.
Yeah, or they can go to Amazon. And by the way, it's a number one bestseller. So,
sweet.
Yeah. So they'll enjoy it. It's a great read. They will love it. And it's easy to do the things in the book. It's very easy.
All right, Amazon.com. That's an easy way to get there, too. Thanks so much, Doc. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you down the line.
Thank you so much.
All right, Feng Shui. You know, it's interesting. I think a lot of what Dr. Prezio was talking about is true. A lot of people think that if you have really dark places, it just doesn't give you very good energy anyway. So how many of you guys out there, when you're calling me, you're in a really dark place? The house is dark. The magazines are piled up. You got clutter everywhere. It's just like the rules for the studio that we have for GCN. No clutter in the studio. So it's amazing. At this point, the network has, I don't know, 30, 40 shows, and they're running like clockwork because there's a rule about not having a lot of cluttered spaces, and we have this big, giant, airy studio, and that may help as well for some of the talents that are on site. A lot of us are in satellite facilities, though, of course. Interesting stuff. Halloween and Feng Shui ghost busting. Who would know if you've got some of those unwanted disturbances? I don't know, if I keep seeing lamps go on and off and doorbells ringing at one time and doors slamming, I'm a little freaked out anyway. How about you? Stay with us. Much more fun and frivolity and serious stuff coming up next on ATN.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface, wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more, both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants, contains no chlorine, bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or moldzyme.com. That's moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effective side.
You're listening to GCN. The Genesis Communication Radio Network.
An A to Z product listing, top 20 bestsellers, and 30% off monthly specials. That's just a few of the many reasons why vitamin, mineral, and herbal supplement shoppers visit RippleCreek.com every day. Listen.
I'm a customer of RippleCreek.com and find it to be one of the best companies of its kind in product, customer service, and speed of delivery, and your prices are great.
RippleCreek.com has the full range of discount vitamins, minerals, and herbal supplements in an easy-to-use A to Z listing. Find everything from amino acids to grapeseed plus to our special colloidal minerals formula with over 99 trace minerals. Yes for Women, fun intimacy enhancement cream to zinc. Not sure what your body needs? Click our handy vitamin guide at RippleCreek.com. Choose the low cost, online vitamin store where the internet has shopped since 1996, RippleCreek.com. Type in radio ad, and on orders over $40 this month, get a free bottle of our Grape Seed Plus product while supplies last. Hurry to RippleCreek.com today. That's RippleCreek.com.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The Diginet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. Diginet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at diginet.net. That's D-I-G-A-N-E-T.net. D-I-G-A-net.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your Diginet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
I like to see you look right across the floor. I like to do the things to your collarbone bone. I like to reggae, but you dance too fast for me.
All right, in our last show, I was talking about the Phillies and their big bad win over New York, 6-1, game two of the World Series in New York. And this time it was the Yankees beating the Phillies 3-1. Yes. Oh, thank you. Those fine folks in the studio. I was sad. Yeah, I was. Because Pedro Martinez actually pitched a good game. He went six innings, gave up, couple of runs on six hits, and unfortunately he gets the loss at eight strikeouts. And the winning pitcher, AJ Burnett, he had good stuff, obviously. He picks up the win. He went seven innings, and Philadelphia could just put up the one run, so they lose, as I said, 3-1. The next game is in Philadelphia, 7:30 Eastern on Saturday night. So it's a night off. And it was really, Mark Teixeira and Hideki Matsui who took the Yanks into this one and pushed them, at least their bats anyway, and sent it back to Philly all tied up because they had solo pops off of Martinez. And like I said, Burnett had a great performance. And, I can't take that away from him. He was definitely solid. And it's tied. This could be an interesting series. Still very, very strange that here we are the end of October going into November in the Northeast, no less, where it's very cool. You see people in their jackets, and when it was raining the other day, it was freezing cold in that stadium. It's odd to be playing, under these conditions. Hey, coming up later, speaking of sports, too, by the way, don't forget, I mentioned it at the top, we have nailed the score. It's in our third hour. If you have to set your alarm clock and be a little sleepy when you go to work, who cares? You could win a cell phone and all kinds of free the optimum word, free movie tickets, and, of course, restaurant coupons as well. And I'm just so hoping that somebody does nail the score at least by the end of the season, because that would be thrilling. Speaking of the Phillies, you know, people are fanatical, thus the Philly fanatic. People are fanatical a lot of times about their sports teams. I certainly saw this in the many years that I did sports talk and, you know, sports on the tube. And in Philadelphia, there was this crazy story about a woman who was offering sex for tickets. It was a Craigslist deal. And, of course, you know the thing with Craigslist, with the prostitution, them getting nailed for that in the past, where somebody had put something on it was, and they were soliciting for Johns, basically. And now, supposedly, Craigslist has a way to check that. So what was the deal with this woman? She says that that was not the case at all. She wasn't, it was a PR stunt, and she wasn't really trying to give up sex. In fact, she's a married woman, and she was looking for two tickets. We're going to let you hear what she said, and her attorney, Susan Finkelstein, is unfairly being accused, she says.
No, I actually still kind of waiting to wake up, and I'm having a really vivid dream. It's unbelievable. I was hoping to get cheap tickets and, you know, maybe meet someone and talk and bat my eyelashes and maybe get some tickets. Cheaper tickets, discounted.
Tickets.
Right, I mean, that was negotiation is the key. Well, growing up, my mother taught me baseball, and when I was a kid, and my all two older sisters, she didn't want anything to do with me, so it was me and my mom in the summers, taught me baseball. I grew to love the game, also thanks to Harry Callis, God rest his soul, and was there when the Phillies won the World Series in 80, went to the parade, diehard Philly fan ever since, and she passed away a few years ago and never got to see the win again. So it's something that I continue to share with my mother. It's something really special. It's a bond between mother and daughter, and her mother taught her baseball. They were immigrants, and so it's really important to me in my life. Huge. It's so exciting to be part of that, to be part of like this 45,000 people all loving each other and loving the Phillies at the same time.
Mrs. Finkelstein put an ad on Craigslist under wanted, you know, tickets wanted. The ad itself is fairly innocuous. There's no smoking gun there. There's no offer of sex for tickets. She, in public relations, she said that she was creative. And apparently, from what I'm told, a police officer in one of the surrounding counties was on the internet, saw the ad, set up a meeting in a bar, engaged Mrs. Finkelstein in a conversation, said he had one ticket. She said, well, you know what? I want to take my husband. I need two tickets. And got up and said, I'm going to call somebody, and she was arrested. Police swarmed in. She was handcuffed, chained to a bench, and that's what happened. The allegation, the charge, is promoting prostitution. You can look at the Craigslist posting and determine for yourself if there's some smoking gun in that verbiage that says she was soliciting sex. I assume if it gets to a preliminary hearing, which is scheduled now for early December, police officer will tell his story. I don't have the right to discovery right now, but I can tell you we absolutely unequivocally deny that there was any solicitation of sex for tickets.
All right, so do you believe this woman, or do you think, no, she was willing to give it up, get whatever she had to do to get those tickets? By the way, how about that lawyer inventing a word, a verbiage? Mm-hmm. I know I've invented a few myself. I mean, hey, he's the lawyer, but verbiage. Anybody who can describe that to me and give me a real true definition. I think the word he was looking for was verbiage, perhaps. Or you could look at the wording. There are easier ways to say that. But regardless, I did look at the wording, and it is a little shaky as to what exactly was she suggesting. And you heard her say, you heard him say, you know, Mrs. So supposedly she was going to get two tickets. Cheap tickets? Was it a PR stunt? Was she willing to do whatever she had to do? I don't know. Or were the cops a little bit overzealous and figuring they were going to be able to nail someone, if you will, in this little mini sting operation because they were going through, and now there's so much dedicated to the internet, they were going through and looking at the postings. It'll be interesting to see the outcome, I think, of this situation and ultimately whether or not they have enough evidence to say, no, that's not what was happening here, or she's, you know, she gets out of it, basically. I think she's going to get out of it. I don't know that they have enough hardcore stuff to nail her with anything. So how about this? Here's a good follow-up for you. We've talked about clunkers a lot on this show. Remember government programs? Do they work? Do they not work? How many programs do you think really, really work in the government? Thus, we talk about healthcare all the time and how much control do you want the government to have over healthcare? So this is cash for clunkers, a little bit different. You had a total of 690,000 new cars that were sold under Cash for Clunkers, that program, right, last summer. But only 125 of those were cars that would not have been sold anyway, 125,000 rather. So that's a significant difference, isn't it? This is this analysis that was done on Edmunds.com, and they say that the sales did contribute to the economy's expansion in the third quarter. So what does that mean? What was the number? It added 1.7 percentage points to the gross domestic product. But now if you look at it a little bit closer, and this number's crazy. The Cash for Clunkers program, remember, gave buyers rebates of about $4,500. I think it was mostly less than that, though. I know somebody that got it, and it was like $3,500 what they got, whatever. So this is, of course, if they traded in for less fuel, they traded in less fuel efficient cars for new cars that had the fuel economy requirements, right? And a total of $3 billion was allotted. We know the story here, right? And what happened? That means basically the government ended up spending about $24,000 each for the extra 125,000 additional sales. How do we arrive at that? Well, the average rebate was about $4,000. But the majority of sales, like I said, would have happened anyway at some point in the last half of 2009. So it is true. If you take those numbers, you're talking about spending about $24,000 for all of the 125,000 additional sales. Say what you want. It's negative. Was it successful? There are a lot of people that were upset by this. Somebody from the Department of Transportation right away said, oh, Edmunds.com, just negative, negative, negative. It was wildly successful. There's no doubt that cars drummed up more business for car dealers. Yeah, and then those car dealers who had to pay people who were waiting to put food on the table had to wait forever for the government to pay them back the money that they were out to kickstart. So was it a successful program, or was it an okay program, or was it a thumbs down program? Well, here's the thing. Auto sales in September were definitely pinched because auto dealership inventories were drained by the program. Sales this month are, I guess, back on track, so that's a little bit better. October sales at the end of this should be okay because the clunkers are down, so you don't have that payback or that inventory thing, and that would be a little bit higher. You remember Ford was one of the big companies, big proponents of the Cash for Clunkers program, and a bunch of Ford models were the top sellers under the program, so I guess it probably helped them overall. But the question becomes, would you like to see this program come back once again? There's been discussion of that. I mean, not tomorrow and not by the end of the year, but perhaps heading into, at some point, the next year, there is a little bit of a whisper on the Hill. Maybe we'll do the same thing again. Wow. I'm just looking at that $24,000 number, $24,000 and $125,000 cars that would have been sold anyway. Coming up next, the Michael Jackson flick. I think we have a little slice of it, but we'll get Matt Johnson's take on what it was like because he actually saw it. Is it worth coughing up the $10-$11 to go see it? Stay with us.
Toxins are in our foods. And chemicals are in our air. Chemicals are in our water supply. We purify our air and we purify our water, and yet we forget to purify our bodies. Funny, our bodies continue to absorb these deadly toxins and chemicals every day. Isn't it time to make a change? Maybe a life change? Get rid of toxins and chemicals. GetTheTea.com. Log on to GetTheTea.com and order your protection today. Our testimonies tell the truth. GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals, lose some weight, and get free from unhealthy living. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
This is Jerry Pierce, the radio detective. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearm training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes, and the Millionaire Patriot's paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
If you're tired of paying too much for gas, diesel, or heating oil, Future Fuel Technologies has the answer you're looking for. It's called FFT Fuel Saver. FFT Fuel Saver is made using a patented formula that helps fuel burn cleaner, resulting in a 10 to 20% increase in fuel efficiency, and reduces emissions 30% or more. Each bottle of FFT Fuel Saver will save you money, increase your MPG, improve engine performance, and will treat up to 160 gallons of fuel. When used in your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat, you will feel the results in 20 miles or less. FFT Fuel Saver is registered with the EPA, the Better Business Bureau, is made in the USA, and comes with a money-back guarantee. To start saving money now, visit FutureFuelTechnologies.com. That's FutureFuelTechnologies.com. Or call 1-888-961-6600. That's 1-888-961-6600. FFT, simply the best fuel saver on earth.
Continue with him leading the way.
This is the moment. This is it. It's an adventure. It's a great adventure. You want to take them places that you've never been before. You want to show them talent like you've never seen before. Let's do it one more time.
All right, that is a little bit of This Is It, the movie that's now hit the movie theaters, the Michael Jackson flick. Remember I said the 100 hours that they had, and they pulled all together, Sony did, and then whipped it up into this production that people are going crazy for worldwide. First day, over $20 million. And our own Matt Johnson was there with his sister to go and catch it. Matt, so give us the skinny on it. Was, first of all, was it worth seeing, and what was it like?
It was definitely worth seeing, and I thought it was awesome. I know, it was really cool to see. It was like 85% probably rehearsal footage of him just doing songs and interacting with the dancers and the musicians and everything. And then the rest of it was him kind of behind the scenes directing people as to like how he wanted the show to be, and then the performers talking about him as well. But it was just, I don't know, it was a really good experience. I thought it was in a packed theater, and I don't know, I had a blast watching it, and I thought it was really cool just to see how he is as a person interacting with other people. He's so humble and so just respectful of like those around him, even when he was kind of telling some people they're screwing up. you did it in a nice way. And I was telling you off air how there's so many other performers out there who just rip people's heads off, when this guy was probably one of the most talented performers of all time, and he's still being respectful of everyone around him.
All right, so thumbs up, definitely worth seeing it.
Yeah, I think it's, I don't know, if you were even just a little fan of Michael Jackson, I'd say check it out, because, I don't know, it's just a cool experience just watching it with everyone else in the theater and just, I don't know, seeing him perform. It was awesome.
And This Is It is, of course, This Is It. And the music was good. So it was fresh music and some old music mixed in, or what was it?
Yeah, it's all, like, a lot of his classic hits, but it's redone with, like, a live band, so it's a different mix of the songs and done a different way, and you see him dancing and singing, performing with other people, and it was just really cool watching it. I enjoyed it a lot. I had a smile on my face the entire time. I've got massive ADD, but I still didn't have my mind wandering all over the place. I was focused on it. So if I can be entertained the whole time, I think everyone else could be too.
All right. So Matt says go see it. If you even were just a mild fan of the music of Michael Jackson's, that you would like it. High praise, because as he said, he has ADD and he's very, very picky. Speaking of picky, we go in a different direction away from what's out at the theater to the health care bill being unveiled Thursday. That's how we started off. We let you hear what Nancy Pelosi had to say. Not surprisingly, the House servers practically crashed because of the amount of traffic going to it, 8 times the normal volume, since everybody wanted to see what the bill was all about. Almost 2,000 pages. Just unbelievable. You've got people trying to download. How many times has the bill been downloaded? Check this out. They think, because, you know, there's ways to tell with the traffic and whatnot, they think that it's been downloaded more than 8 million times. 8 million times. They don't know that for sure, because it's hard to predict with the metrics, the numbers. They think it could be even higher than that. And the guy who's in charge of this, the chief administrative officer of the House, was the one who said, yeah, it looks like 8 million times that this has been downloaded. Again, pointing to the fact that people want to know what's in the bill. What is this bill about? Here's the thing. This whole single-payer thing, public option, whatever, it's at least a decade away if any of this were to happen. So the strong public option is not, it's not quite as strong as originally was pushed for in the House. But the bill still has most of what initially was discussed in it, whether it was the whole death panel thing, the end of life discussion, that's definitely still in there. And, of course, in talking about employers paying, that's also in there. I mean, reams and reams of paper. Wow. Let's go to Sam, who's listening to us in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How about you?
Simply fantastic.
I love that. Simply fantastic. You know, my Phillies lost, so now that series is even at one apiece.
Yeah, I think that's the way most people were predicting that it would be. If they came up with a split, I think in this case, I think it favors the Phillies going into Philadelphia.
Yeah, I think going into Philadelphia, the split, I mean, they took the first game. It would have been nice to have the two games, but yeah. This is a series that could go seven. We'll see.
This is quite true. Count me out of Michael Jackson. I never was and never will be. Even when he was with the Jackson 5, I was never a Michael Jackson fan.
Oh, so you didn't like any of his music? Thriller, any of that stuff? Nah, not very big fan.
No, never was.
We know you won't be spending the money on that ticket then.
I'll wait till next week when that new Jim Carrey flick comes out, A Christmas Carol.
Yeah, that looks actually pretty good, doesn't it? His movies can be either real bombs, I think, or really very funny. He is overall pretty funny, pretty clever.
But later on coming on is a movie about Nelson Mandela, and they've got Morgan Freeman playing Nelson Mandela. And I saw a promo for it on TV. He does a pretty good South African accent, Morgan Freeman does.
I know. I saw that. Matt Damon's in it. It's about the whole soccer thing. Yeah, the World Cup.
Nope. Rugby. Not soccer.
Is
rugby.
It rugby?
Rugby.
Okay, rugby.
Yeah, because yep. because in 1995, South Africa hosted the Rugby World Cup. And
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You're right. You're right.
And
it's the World Cup of rugby.
And mm-hmm. Yeah, and then next year it's the World Cup. So if you plan to fly to South Africa, they sing the South African national anthem is sung in four languages. So, be patient.
Yeah, it would be interesting to go to South Africa. I know people lately, I know a few people that have gone there and they say it's incredible now. I mean,
right.
Of course, different times, but
right.
it would be pretty interesting, I think, to go.
This is quite true. This is quite true. And, they're also rabid, as you can see, they're rabid sports fans, but more rugby than they are with soccer. And baseball too. If you remember from the World Baseball Classic, South Africa, we sent a team. So they're also becoming a bit of a sports country. So we'll see what happens. Here in Quebec, i.e. H1N1 flu, a lot of parents are really getting super super crazy that the head of the emergency wards of the two children's hospitals here in Montreal are saying, hey, well, folks, unless they absolutely have it, don't bring him here. Take him to a walk-in clinic. Take him to your pediatrician. But don't bring him here. We've got, with all due respect, a lot more serious cases than this. I guess parents, as soon as a kid gets the sniffles, it's automatically H1N1, let's go.
Yeah.
So I think they call it H1N1 paranoia. That's what...
paranoia, huh? See, there you go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked Steve, has it hit Israel yet? No, hasn't hit Israel yet. But anything's possible. So.
Well, that's the whole problem with this. It's like any kind of an influenza. Hey, Sam, you have a fabulous weekend. Take care.
Take care, gorgeous.
All right, so Slam and Sammy, not a fan of Michael Jackson's. Wow. It's funny. Again, a lot of people would slam Michael Jackson for all the nonsense and the craziness around him and certainly the accusations with the boys. But as far as the music's concerned, most people would give him that. But I respect honesty. Absolutely. It was Ralph Waldo Emerson who said the only way to have a friend is to be one.
We got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rubes all at the same time.
You just don't get it, do you? You don't.